All right, we are going to go now to our next interview this morning. Who have I got in the studio? Introduce yourselves.
Kia ora, I'm Tim.
Hello, I'm Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
And we're from the Whangaroa Whare Rugby League Club.
First game this weekend?
First game. It's going to be epic.
Mitch, this is your first time in the studio?
Yeah, first time here.
You're
nervous.
Yeah, but you'll be right, man. We're just going to have a conversation. So, Tim, are you playing this year, or are you more on the supporters role?
No, this old horse has been put out to pasture, Aaron.
Okay. You're a bit younger, Mitch?
Yeah, my knees are gone, though, so I'm out too.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Would you prefer to be playing, though?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be out there.
Mitch will be on by the end of the season, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm registered, so you never know.
Okay, so it could be that a few other players get injured, and they're like, Mitch, come on, man, we need
resort.
You. You're the last resort?
Yeah, Tim will play.
Tim will be the last resort.
Pepsi's Rock.
Now he's the impact player right at the end of the season.
So, going to come in. We've got a game this weekend, and who's it against and all that?
Game against Hamilton Hornets, home game at Raglan Whangaroa Sports Club.
Yeah,
2 PM kickoff.
Yeah,
first game of the season.
Think you win?
I think we'll win. I'm confident with our squad.
Yeah. So where did you guys finish last year? It was your second year in the competition, and how did that pan out in the end? I forget now.
It was we just finished just outside the top four. It was just like a point in it, literally.
Yeah. So were you happy with that? Was your second season? Like, there had been no league team 2 years prior to that. So do you feel like that's pretty good for second season?
Yeah, it's improving. It's good. But yeah, I think we as a group felt like we could have made the playoffs and made a real push.
Yeah. So the aim this year is to make the playoffs?
Definitely.
More than that. We're going to win the comp.
You're going to win the competition. Yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, then you might go up a division.
Well, we've got hopes and aspirations. And this is just stepping stones toward that. And, we want to be a premier team. Okay. Representing Whangaroa Whare in the Waikato Rugby League competition.
Yeah. And tell us just about the team. Like who's in the team? Is it a bunch of people with bad knees like you guys? Or there's some young guys in there who are like fit and rearing to go? What's the story?
Oh, thank goodness it's not just old guys like us. No, we got epic group of players ranging from 18 through to mid-30s and just some weapons.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are going to end up playing NRL, it's been cool. It's going to be cool being part of that journey with them.
Yeah. And have you got kind of, they always talk about in sports about the pathway through coming from the young ones through. So you're starting to get that kind of in place as well.
Yeah, our junior program started last year.
Yeah.
So we've got teams from under sixes right up to under 12s. This year we're fielding an under 14 girls side. For the first time,
okay.
Which is exciting.
Is that a full 13-a-side, or is that a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's 13-a-side, I believe, so...
Where did that come from?
Just lots of hard work behind the scenes. The
girls love their sport in this town, don't they?
Oh, yeah, and they're so talented around here. It's crazy.
Yeah. And what about... I know that, like, if you look at the old rugby union, the school always struggled to get a rugby union team together because it was... You always ended up with some little year 9 kids in the senior age group. And it was just a little bit brutal for them. And it's 15-a-side. Are you hoping to get long term get a boys team in the school?
Definitely, we want to go right through the age groups: under 13s, under 15s, 17s.
Yeah.
So that's the next goal for our club, is to get those age groups in there.
Yeah, and so I guess we already had a weekend of junior sport, have we?
Not rugby league. They
not rugby
start
league.
Next weekend.
They start next weekend. So you guys are this weekend. The kids are next weekend. What about a women's team? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, we've got a strong women's team. They actually won the championship last year.
All right.
So they're one up on us men.
Are they letting you know
about
that as well?
They let us know about it.
Yeah.
They're the top dogs at the club. So, and they've started pre-season training already. Their season starts later in the year.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're looking strong again.
Okay. And Mitch, what position do you play?
Oh, I'm front row prop.
You're front row prop?
Yeah.
Is that now? I'm a guy. I actually played soccer as a kid, so I'm really out of my depth asking questions about league. And I've watched the All Blacks.
Yeah.
But is the props game a little bit different in league compared to union?
It's pretty similar, I guess. You just crash and bash up the middle, make tackles, and run the ball.
Yeah.
Solid platform, eh?
Yeah, you get a little bit more freedom in league as a prop.
Yeah.
You can play off the ball a bit more. Rugby, you just tuck it in your arm and. And run or
find someone to crash into. Yeah. So you've got a sidestep.
I'd like to think so, but I don't know.
More of a goose step, I think.
Chip and chase.
Tim, what was your position? Were you in the backs?
Yeah, I was a second row and a centre. That's my two, so forwards and backs.
See, that's the difference between league and union, is no one's swapping around the forwards and the backs in union, are they?
Yeah. I mean, those positions, in somewhat, they kind of have similar attributes and just lots of tackling and making the yards, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, and how are the fields? Are they all ready to go this year? I used to be involved with the kids' soccer club, and I was always worrying about the fields, so the field's good.
Fields are all looking nice and green, freshly mowed and painted yesterday, so
yeah,
ready to go.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the Saturday, eh? Like, it's going to be a real carnival down there.
Saturday?
Saturday, this Saturday.
Is it Saturday? Okay, Saturday, for some reason I thought it was Sunday.
Oh, that's lucky. You'd miss us for 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours too late. Okay, that makes it easier, because then for people who want local sport, they can watch the soccer on Sunday and
that's right.
And the league on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Can we tell you about the Saturday? Because it's going to be, we're really kind of putting a lot of thought into it. And it's because it's Mother's Day, we're going to have a bit of a Mother's Day theme on the balcony for all those mamas out there. And, you know, this is the club. It's like, it's the community, and that's what we love about it. And so that's, we're going to celebrate that. Also, we've got a sponsors tent. We're going to bring in our sponsors and just show our appreciation to them. And you know, give them a bit of a feed, and help them to have a good time while they're watching our game.
So you got good sponsorship.
A good sponsorship this year. We've got an epic team, eh? Can I just quickly
by all means, because if they're supporting community stuff, we want to give them a shout out.
Yeah, Harbourview Hotel has jumped on board with us this year, and they're going to be one of our primary sponsors. Top Cut Butcheries, of course, they've supported us all the way through. They're just an epic group there. Aroha Sushi, Lance and the team down there have just been so amazing. They'll just pull out all the stops to be helpful. Mathers Builders, this is a third year running that they're going to be sponsoring us. They're one of our major sponsors too. Potama Rites of Passage, Raglan Medical, jumping on board in a more of a visible capacity this year. And Raglan Physiotherapy always supported our players to kind of be in the tip-top shape to play.
These are people that you guys must give a lot of business to. Physiotherapy, well, medical.
I think I was their most valuable customer last year. And Julie Hanna is given an award, and Kiwi Jersey Hunter has been part of it too, and Raglan Surf Co. Luke there is, and the team are just going to be the huge supporters of our junior rugby league teams. Right. And it's just, it's cool having such an amazing support to actually financially have the resources that we need to actually do this.
And the support, like, there's a real buzz around it, and you can see that from a long way away. You can sense the buzz. And like, I went down, I think I saw your last game, Tim, and there must have been 300 people or so
at the game.
Was that when Tim got that try?
I'm trying to remember.
You cannot remember. That was the moment of my life.
There was there's so many. I have so many people to interview, and
I'll show you the video later.
Straight after this.
Is it like always on the top of us, all ready to go on his phone?
He watches it every morning.
It's such a good. It's just the atmosphere, eh? Like, I'm really so impressed with the atmosphere that's going on around it and the buzz. So it's good to see. Yeah. And I see people all the time out the window here with their supporters merchandise on. Can we get merch anywhere at the moment?
The order just finished. Yeah,
just
closed. Oh,
just closed.
We'll have another one.
Yeah, there will be another
one. Check out our Whangaroa Whai Facebook page.
Yeah,
give that a follow, because everything's posted there.
I saw there was a post with the whole season, all the games coming up. So this weekend you're at home. And then you got a little bit of time away. Do we need to bring that post back up again?
Yeah, it might be like three away games.
Yeah. Are you still? You were hooked up with a club down the line.
Tauroa Steelers,
just to get Whangaroa Whai up and running. So
we're separated from them now.
Okay, so you're fully independent.
Them now, so.
Yeah, but they're still kind of like the brothers who got you going.
A lot of love between the two clubs.
Yeah, except not on the field, eh?
That's how we show our love.
Yeah,
yeah. We got a trophy that we play for against them every year. Every time we play, the Tommy Wah Memorial. Taonga, and that's lots of heart in those games, eh, Mitch?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's a grand final, that game.
Yeah.
So have you had any preseason games?
Just the Tommy Wah game against Tauro.
And was that like a couple of weeks ago? Or
yeah, maybe three weeks ago.
Yeah, because I was in town in the afternoon. And I was like, there's all these people wearing league jerseys around at the moment. Like supporters
That's just
jerseys.
Every day of the week. Yeah.
It felt like more. Like it felt like other colours too. That was the thing. It wasn't the green colours. It was like blue, they're blue and white, eh?
Yeah.
We got a bumper sticker for you, Aaron. To put on your bike. I got a little one for you.
We're going to find a spot on the bike.
Yeah.
So as well as like hoodies and things, I think I just saw one go past now. I saw a green flash anyway. We've got some bumper stickers, the Whangaroa Whai Rugby League, and what else? Anything else? Hats? We've got hats?
Hats. We're going to have singlets this year.
Shorts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you can be fully kitted out.
Backpack.
You never have to wear anything else.
Anything else, that's what I was going to say. Just show your true support, always wear Whangaroa Whai green. Yeah, and I like that you've got the rag and colours, green and red, green and black too.
And that beautiful whai in the middle there.
Who's that?
Designed
artwork?
By Simon Te Whiro.
Oh, right.
And as we talked about last time, we've got heaps of community support and those sort of like more sort of deeper reasons to be and who we are. It's just epic, eh?
Yeah. Look, really nice to have you guys in this morning. Folks, we've been talking to Tim and Mitch, who are senior members of the Whangaroa Whai community, shall we say that at this stage?
Yeah, I love that.
old heads,
old knees.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure catching up, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, guys. And just remind people when the game is and what's happening.
2 p.m. on Saturday at the rugby fields, rugby league fields. Bring some coins because there's going to be some sausage sizzles and things like that, and just bring a good attitude. And
always a bit of fundraising going on.
Fundraising for Junior Rugby League.
Okay, yeah.
You've got cake stall and
subsidize it to get the kids, keep the kids in real.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, thank you so much,
bro.